And on a Monday morning during the summer months, right into the late summer and early fall, we are focusing on Music Mountain at about 20 minutes after 7 o'clock on Mondays with the artistic director, Oscar Espina Ruiz, who joins us. And we talk about the upcoming weekend at Music Mountain. And today is no different. We say good morning to Oscar. Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning.
It's so great to have you here. We've got another week of hot weather coming our way, but you just come off of a weekend where you had your Saturday and Sunday performances, and we're heading into another weekend of diverse performances. First of all, how'd everything go this past weekend?
Oh, it was really great. Barbara Fasano Trio on Saturday and the Harlan Quartet on Sunday. Huge turnout on Sunday. I mean, Barbara's also was very, very decent, but Sunday was just amazing. And we had Fei Fei piano playing the great Brahms piano quartet, Opus 25, and that was really thrilling music. I mean, we had this standing ovation going on for a while. Everybody very, very excited. And actually, quite a lot of folks are staying on the lawn. At Music Mountain on Sundays, you can either come into the air-conditioned Gordon Hall to enjoy the concert or listen to it from the lawn while you have a picnic. So there were 30-some, maybe 40 people outside on Sunday.
Well, once again, this weekend, another diverse weekend. Once again, we go towards the jazz route on Saturday, and that is with the return of the Galvanized Jazz Band.
Yes, I'm very excited. This will be their 30th performance at Music Mountain. So 30 years in a row, Fred Vigorito trumpet and the rest of the band have performed at Music Mountain. It's really, really exciting. They're coming with Cynthia Fabian on vocals and Neil DeFeo on trombone, Molly Sales on drums, and the usual group, the Galvanized Jazz Band, playing traditional jazz. I mean, we have every summer more than half of our jazz concerts focused on New Orleans and swing and traditional jazz, with a small big band to larger big band too, and people just love it. I guess that we are focused on the traditions such as chamber music, classical music, and when it comes to jazz, on traditional jazz, and people have a great time. And most people come early. Remember, on Saturdays, we do serve wine and concessions and ice cream and so on. So many people come early, around 6, sometimes 5:30, to enjoy a picnic of their own on our picnic tables on the lawn. And then the concert is at 7 on Saturdays. And yes, coming up on the 6th of August, at 7 p.m., a Galvanized Jazz Band will perform its 30th concert at Music Mountain.
You know, what's great about the Saturday concerts is, you just mentioned, it features all sorts of jazz, but it brings a whole different dimension of different music to the mountain, which goes hand in hand, of course, with what Music Mountain is known for nationally and internationally, and that is the chamber music on a Sunday. But it really adds that diversity to the playlist at Music Mountain, which is so important in today's society. But on Sunday, another big name, the Ariel String Quartet, will also be performing back at Music Mountain.
Yes, the Ariel Quartet, originally from Israel, now in Cleveland, so will be coming and to perform a very popular program. They start with Mozart, they end with the Schumann Piano Quintet. It will be a great program. And in the middle, the discovery piece is by Porat. It's four Ladino songs. It's a commission for the Ariel Quartet, the 20th anniversary of the Ariel Quartet now a year ago. So they've been together since they were teenagers, I guess, because they are very, very young. And they are going to perform this beautiful piece inspired by this culture of Spain. As you know, Marshall, so I come originally from Spain, where we had every religion, every culture for quite a few centuries until the Spaniards expelled Jewish people, unfortunately, but Ladino was the language of the Jewish people in Spain, Jewish people enriched Spain and our culture for so many years, and I love it. I love the culture. That culture that lived in Spain for some centuries is inspiring this work for a string quartet for Ladino songs that the Ariel Quartet will perform at Music Mountain on Sunday, the 7th of August, at 3 p.m. So I can't wait for that. Also, this summer, we've been doing this quite a bit. We've had many concerts kind of focused on different cultures, as you well put, Marshall. So we've had also Cuarteto Latinoamericano playing like Latin American music. And here we have a wonderful American quartet that originated in Israel, playing a great standard program, but also including a piece that is rooted in their culture. It's wonderful, I think. Makes me very, very happy that we kind of pay tribute or celebrate everybody in our community. Well, I think it's extremely important.
I was going to say, one of the things that Music Mountain is noted for, and especially more and more as we go on, is the diversity of cultures that you do present. Everything, really, basically, it's so inclusive. And what it does is it brings the people who love music to different avenues of music and exposes people to different cultures who might not otherwise be exposed to those cultures.
Absolutely. It's like having a tour in the world just by going to Music Mountain.
No, really.
So you do get exposed. Yes, go ahead.
It's very important that you hear chamber music is chamber music. No, chamber music is like any other form of music. It's performed a little differently depending on the culture and where it is. It's just like jazz music you were mentioning early on Saturdays. I mean, there are multiple forms of jazz music, and the more you're exposed to the different types of music and the different the different groups that perform them. One thing I'm also impressed with over the past several years, and I've noticed this, the age of the chamber musicians. You have a lot of young people involved in very, 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 very well-known chamber music organizations now, and I think that spells. Very well for the future of chamber music, where you have so many young people involved in it.
Yes, yes. In fact, without going any farther, I mean, this Sunday on the 7th of August, the Ariel Quartet was a young quartet that Nick Gordon really wanted to mention. Nick Gordon, our beloved Titan, for 42 years, the president of the board, with whom I was lucky enough to work for a year, who passed away in 2017. Well, I remember having this conversation with Nick and about the Ariel Quartet. He was saying, well, Oscar, yeah, it's really important that we also nurture younger quartets. Remember when we brought the Shanghai Quartet 25 years ago, well, now 31 years ago, and they were kids. And then they continued to come year after year for 30 years. Well, the Ariel Quartet is truly fantastic. I was very impressed by them, Nick was saying to me. And then I checked them out, and I said, well, I couldn't agree anymore. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So we made a point that we started to commit ourselves to continuing to bring back year after year the Ariel Quartet. And like the Ariel Quartet, there are a few younger quartets, Rolston, Verona, that I have also during my time been making an effort to bring them back year after year, because I can see that they are the next generation. I mean, they are the future, and if we don't give them a voice, I mean, we a well-established organization, then who will? And so these very talented groups have a home at Music Mountain from the time they are quite young. We are happy to take the risk, and our audience is thrilled to witness these young quartets blossom. And so you made a good point. Yes, we very much want to do that.
Well, once again, Music Mountain this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. We've got more information available at musicmountain.org, musicmountain.org. Oscar, we'll check in with you again next Monday.
Sounds like a plan. Right. Thank you very much.
Take care. Oscar Ruiz, the Artistic Director of Music Mountain. Once again, for ticket, more information on the shows, musicmountain.org.